From theunce.com, this is The Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to The Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guests this week are Borum Lee and Adam Deitch of the DJ-drummer duo Break Science. Deitch is drumming royalty and Lee is a classically trained pianist, and they've been in the hip-hop scene for more than a decade, producing beats for artists like the Fugees, Jurassic 5, 50 Cent, and many more. Now the pair are on their own with a free new EP on Pretty Lights Music, Further Than Our Eyes Can See. Let's get to the interview. Let's go ahead and start with you, Borum. Adam has been out front and supporting a lot of his acts in his day, but your story is much more of a mystery. Tell me about your musical background and what led you into beat production and other aspects of electronic music.
I grew up, you know, my mother was in opera singing, and she had me take piano from a very early age. So, you know, I had a musical upbringing and learned classical piano throughout, you know, my childhood. And eventually, I started to play jazz around high school. So I went to school for music, and I studied jazz pretty seriously for several years. Once I moved back to New York, you know, I was growing up in New York, and I went away from school. Once I came back, you know, I started to play, you know, around town, and I started to play reggae music and hip-hop. And just, you know, I started to freelance and play keyboards for a lot of different artists in New York. And eventually, I got some auditions, and I got to play with Lauryn Hill and Wyclef. And me and Adam actually did some work together with those people, and you know, we kind of met that way through that camp. After working with them, I was on tour for a couple of years with Montes Yahoo, and I did a lot of working in the reggae scene. Lee Scratch Perry as well, who I still work with.
That's great.
Yeah, and I having the background of classical music and jazz, it always kind of helped me, you know, play in these other areas deeply, but you know, but also playing this other kind of music really opened up my mind and just everything. And eventually, electronic music came. Kind of, you know, it's been in the last few years that I'm really getting seriously into it and listened on new programs like Ableton and stuff, and now it's kind of totally got me involved, but I still approach it like a musician and a pianist and an instrumentalist first, so that's how I kind of hear everything.
Yeah, I'd like to add that in addition to Borum, having Ableton down, he's one of the go-to guys in New York and LA, across the whole country, for a keyboard player, for playing keys, so I'm just happy to have, you know, doing this with him and having a musician who's so well in tune with Ableton and technology today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Adam, we could have both gone the session player route, and we have a lot of good friends that do that are just purely session musicians, and they get the call for all these gigs, but we really want to do our own music and kind of have our own lasting impression on music and the musical landscape, and we both had a lot of ideas and things that we wanted to do, you know, and you got to sacrifice a little bit to do that, but, you know, we're confident in what we have. We feel good about it.
It's worth it. Yeah,
Adam, you're no slouch yourself. I mean, drums have been a religion for you. You come from Hardy Berkeley School of Music stock. Tell me how years of drumming prepared you for beat making, trading in sticks for a computer.
I never looked to trade it in. I just, you know, I was raised to really respect Quincy Jones. My parents are huge Quincy Jones fans, as well as being funk drummers. So I always had this dual personality of producer, song arranger, songwriter and drummer. So through this band, I've been able to combine all those things by working with all the artists that we work with vocally, like Talib Kweli and Falu from India, and you know, amazing vocalists. And we produce them and we work with them together, and combine that with our instrumental stuff, and that's basically how it happens.
Yes. Transmitting live from the planet of Brooklyn. Rocking with that Break Science. Rockin' with that Break Science. Break Science. Break Science. Musicians create alliance. Take them higher. Just a jungle, you face the lions. It's wild. See the people, how we making them smile. Guilty as charged, but innocent as the face of a child. Emanate style, like emanate miles. Shout out the world when I penetrate. Wow, coming from the blocks where we step on the crack vows. Still on the rust, I'm dying like Kevin Lau. Break Science, keep it healthy. We take iron. They said they could do
the Alliance featuring Talib Kweli from Break Science, right here on the Unce Podcast. I gotta say, Lettuce Does Soul Vibrations, The Dump, which is one of my all-time favorite cuts.
Oh, cool.
I wonder how you approach taking that vintage funk and soul music, like you mentioned, being a big fan of Quincy Jones, all this funk and soul that you were raised on. How do you put a contemporary spin on it and repackage it for your fans in a completely futuristic, forward-thinking style and manner with Break Science?
Well, I mean, those are sounds that we're familiar with. I mean, they're not only songs and rhythms, but, you know, texture, sound texture. So with today's music, the way people interpret rhythms and the way that it can be presented through programming is in a whole new light, and there's different ways, different tempos and time fields in the way we're feeling it. So we can use these textures of vintage sounds and samples and you know what I mean, a beat, and we can put them in the context of new music, you know, by sampling them and by arranging them and manipulating them to be in the whatever we want it to be, you know. But we can just take from anything. So all the things that we're inspired by, it's just another color for our palette.
And my favorite part of hip hop for years has been the manipulation of organic, hard to find pieces of music and rearranged and recut and redone in a new way. So that's what kind of brought me to hip hop in the first place, like hearing snippets of songs I knew in different contexts. And now with Ableton, there's a whole bunch of new stuff we can do with that. And it's a lot of fun to create that and still keep that organic vintage thing in there with the technology.
I absolutely agree with you, and I wonder how you're able to complement and supplement Adam's live drumming when you're on stage. I wonder if you can sort of explain the technological flow that exists between you when you are trying to take his very organic sound and then match various samples and cuts and your own keyboard playing in a live setting.
All the music that's happening, you know, we program, produce together. So we know all that what's happening. Adam knows most of the thing that's going to be happening. And, you know, every night we do it a different way. We've agreed on kind of what's going to be placed in the set. And then when it's happening, we play off of the rhythms that we programmed, everything, and I can manipulate the rhythms or just any different part of the song. And, you know, we bounce off each other. Sometimes Adam throws out an idea and I try to catch it and glitch it, or I might glitch something and he might catch it. Or I might just be playing keyboards and we might be vibing that way. It's just, you know, there's no, like, strict point of it. It's just, you know.
Right, there's a whole different concept. There's so many different concepts to do it in that, you know, that we're just enjoying coming up with different sort of frameworks to work in. Like our newest thing is where we play acoustically with Fender Rhodes and live drums, and then slowly, track by track, the Ableton stuff starts coming in slowly and building until we have like a full band sound coming out of this, coming from two guys. And so it's kind of fun to work that way also, you know, instead of coming all the way electronic first, start with an acoustic vibe and it comes in and complements us.
Sure. And on that same tip, more and more, Adam, we're seeing drummers triggering samples and doing live production in the live setting. It's essentially the age of the DJ drummer duo. We see it with Yodo, Big Gigantic, Bass Science, obviously Pretty Lights, and many more. Do you envision this setup as being the combo of the future, or do you think that music and technology are in such flux that artists are just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, technology will always drive music to the end of time, and it always has, going back to the piano being invented, you know, from the harpsichord, and then Fender Rhodes, and, you know, just every new instrument, the electric bass. So now, because technology is so incredible, the real test is to put human soul into it and to put human feeling, you know, into all this technology. And I think that's where we're coming from. And I've been producing all my life and making hip-hop records for 50 Cent and Solid Quality and Pharoah Monch and people like that, Redman. So it's really about combining those elements with what we're doing now. And the live producing thing, it's great. I see a lot of drummers, they do a lot of triggering, a lot of stuff. And I realize that the one thing lacking from electronic music performance is sort of an acoustic drum vibe, which is what I like to bring to, you know, to the set. I'm going to be adding some triggers as the show gets bigger and as we get more people to the shows, and I'm going to have more surprises for them.
Absolutely.
As of now, it's an acoustic drum set that I feel brings this organic element to what we're doing, as opposed to like playing, you know, electric drums or something like that. We'll be right back.
tell me about how you got involved with Derek Vincent Smith and Pretty Lights, and how your role in that project differs from what you do with Break Science.
Well, yeah, it's very simple. Derek is an amazing producer, and he has a format and a style that is uniquely to him. He's the chief writer and creator and arranger of Pretty Lights music. And I think people were under the idea that Pretty Lights was a collaboration between him and his former drummer, which is pretty much not true as far as the composing element of it was. It was really all Derek, and always was. And I think now that people are realizing that he was the chief producer, the truth is coming out. And so when I'm with him, I'm there strictly to compliment his compositions, and, you know, we're good friends, and I'm learning a lot from him. But, you know, as far as Break Science, these are our compositions. We came up with these, and, you know, with these songs, and we wanted to have like a sort of New York tinge and like a, you know, almost like a little bit of a New York sound on top of the electronic thing, because, you know, we're not from Denver, we're not from California, we're from New York, and this is the sound we grew up with, and we're just trying to do our own thing with it.
Absolutely. Borum, your latest album, Further Than Our Eyes Can See, just came out on Pretty Lights Music a couple of weeks ago. What does the PLM label allow you to do creatively? What's so enticing about this brand new label?
You know, like Adam said, we have a good relationship with Derek. You know, we've always been fans of his music, and obviously we're not the only fans. So, you know, he's got a really great fan base, and he's really on the forefront with the format. I mean, he was really the guy that started giving away free music and just made himself a huge hit from that. You know, like, he was really the first guy I heard that was, you know, people, like, he just kind of blew people's minds and just has made so much free music for people, and it's unprecedented. And we're into it. You know, we want people to hear our stuff. You know, I mean, people don't really buy CDs anymore anyway, you know. And
all it takes is one person to throw your CD up on a torrent or something like that. And, you know, and there it goes.
We're just happy to be part of this organization.
What kind of sounds were you playing with on Further Than Our Eyes Can See that sets it apart from maybe your past output? Tracks like Zion Station certainly have that hot, steppy sound that's you know, all over the airwaves now.
Yep. I think that, you know, the thing that kind of, I feel, separates us from other things in the electronic music landscape is the textures that we use. And we know what we like. We know what moves us. So the sounds that we use, you know, are coming from the perspective of instrumentalists, of musicians. Like, we know what a real amp sounds like, an upright bass, a real piano sounds like. And we needed to hear that warmth in everything. You know, we needed to bring that to all the tracks.
And I just like to add that Borum's sound library, he's been collecting it for probably how many years now? over 10, 15 years. Yeah, and it's a super long process, and the sounds that Borum has, people flip out because it's really hard to find a lot of these sounds. You know, he's a serious collector.
Part of, you know, the whole journey that me and Adam took to get to Break Science came from us playing and doing so much music before Break Science. So doing all these other bands, like with the Fugees and with Lee Scratcher and stuff, I'm the guy doing all the sounds. So I've had to, like, make and collect sounds and be a sound designer for many years. And then Adam has had to play a million different kinds of styles and drum beats for, you know, countless artists. You know what I mean? All the work we've done is just kind of a culmination. It's led to this point.
Shanti from Break Science featuring Falu. Let's wrap up the interview. Tell me about some of those guest appearances on the album. Lots of heavy-hitting rappers and hip-hop artists. And you were able to pull Talib Kweli, who you'd worked with before?
Yep, absolutely.
We're both on his new record, and Adam has produced a bunch of Talib's tracks in the past as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky, you know, that we've got a chance to work with Tyler so closely, and you know, he's one of the artists that we wanted to support and want him to be a part of this record, because not only is he a great rapper, but his content is always on point. And he's just a super intelligent, you know, thought-provoking artist, and he's a great guy. And you know, that goes for the other artists that we have on the record as well. You know, we have like lesser known MCs like this guy Blam, who's on Move Your Body, who's amazing, and we have CX, who's a close friend of mine since second grade, who was my introduction to hip hop, first guy bringing me to New York City and walking around the Bronx and being 15 years old, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we put him on the record on Zion Station, and he was just phenomenal, and he did this whole thing about UFOs in 2012, and I love when he goes in that direction, because this kid's seen it all, and he's such a very visual, amazing MC. And as far as Falu on the record, one of the great classical singers, he's part of a generational thing. What is she, 13th generation for him?
I think she's 9th generation to classical Indian vocalists. So the last 9, like her mother, grandmother, great-great-grandmother, they've all been singers.
Yeah, like royalty, like classical Indian singing royalty. And she also plays with a few other groups that we performed with. So when we asked her to be on the record, she was excited, and we were excited, and she really gave us this authentic, like, you know, did you guys sample a Bollywood record? No, we actually got one of the great singers from India to sing on the record, you know, so it's really helping with the sound and the organic element. And being in the studio with her also, and asking her to try different things, do different things with her voice, that was the fun part.
I think you guys hinted at this before, but I mean, after producing so many beats for other people, Immortal Technique, J5, KRS-One, 50 Cent, I mean, you guys are finally being able to be out there and play your own music. It's got to be absolutely gratifying.
It really is. And we have to remember that, you know, when we're on the road, and for the past couple of years, touring hasn't been easy because, you know, we're just trying to get the word out. It's starting to feel really good. We're just really excited about, you know, 2011 for sure.
Finally, I wonder how the conspirator dates have gone. You posted on Facebook that Brownie should have his own reality show.
Oh, he's so funny. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been friends with Brownie for years, and he's been helping us out, helping us open for them, and introducing us to a lot of people on the scene. And he's a great guy. I mean, he made sure we were all on a tour floor, and we're having a blast, and we're all learning from each other. We're making tracks on Ableton Logic and Pro Tools, and working and laughing. So this has been a great tour. He's a great guy. All the guys are great, and Conspirator, you know, yeah. Machete is going to be one of the biggest dubstep producers out. Yeah, he's unbelievable, and you know, Aaron Magner is a great guy, and Lane Shaw from Numa Trio and Next to the Moon. They're all great people, so it's a wonderful vibe with us.
That's fantastic. Adam Deitch, Borum Lee, thanks so much for being on the Uns podcast.
All right, we appreciate it, man.
If there was ever a civilization that looked like a soon-to-be-lost civilization, then that civilization is ours.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's Uns Podcast. Special thanks go to Spencer Scanlon with Girly Action Media, Morgan Young of Velour Music, and of course my guests, Borum Lee and Adam Deitch. Break Science has been added to several festival bills already, including the much-anticipated Electric Forest Festival at the Old Rothbury Grounds. Stay tuned to theuns.com for all your Break Science info. Coming up next week, Sherwin Nichols of the live electronic and hip-hop outfit Too Fresh will be on the Uns Podcast. Nichols and his twin brother Kendrick, along with live drummer Colby Buckler, have a new album coming out on Elm & Oak and 1320 Records. Airmail will drop the same day as the podcast, March 8th. Remember to visit theuns.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. There are also some great contests at theuns.com. You can win tickets to Ultra Music Festival, Summer Camp, or Wakarusa. Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, or you'd like to be a guest on the Uns Podcast, contact me at anand@theuns.com. That's ANAND @theuns.com. Catch you next week.